Well, well, well. Welcome back.
My name is Ian McNaughton, Biggie, and this is the Speak Your Peace podcast. Now, I know some of you are who are listening are hyped and jacked and pumped. And to those people, I say thank you. I appreciate your support. For those who are listening for the first time and have no idea what this is about, welcome. Glad to have you. I'm gonna be honest. This is like my fifth take doing this because I don't know what the proper intro is for this, and I don't know if there is a proper intro. I think it's just a lot of being honest and being authentic. There's not really a script, even though there should be a script. There's not really a script for me doing this. For those who are wondering, for those who are new, or maybe for those who aren't new, maybe for those who do know but maybe forgotten, my name is Ian McNaughton, also known as Biggie. This is the Speak Your Peace podcast. This is the, I'm going to say, fourth iteration of this podcast. Basically, I have been doing, before I took this long break, because I got a full-time job in sports, which is insane. Before I got this job that I'm doing now, I'm the game ops manager for the Everett Silvertips, which is still weird to think. Before I took this job, I had been doing some version of an podcast. Shout out Top Gear. I've been doing some version of a podcast since 2018. I think the first episodes I used to do actually were was outside, was in my car in the school parking lot at Housetown Secondary. That's when I did some of my first episodes. And now here we are, almost 6 years later, which is dumb and stupid, and feels dumb and stupid to say, but almost 6 years later, and I'm still doing some version of it. It's not perfect. The production level is very low. And in case you thought there would be more production level, a higher production level, a greater production level in this version, no, probably not. I've had to drop my own personal Adobe program because I'm not getting the school discount anymore. I'm not getting the student rate, which stinks. So most of what you're probably going to hear is one takers, barring some, free software that I find that I can, get by the time we get to the next episode. And maybe I have, maybe I will, who knows? As of right now, when I'm doing this at almost 9 p.m. on New Year's Day, 9 p.m. Pacific, I don't have anything planned. I would love Adobe, but I don't use it enough, all things considered, to do that. So, with that being said, welcome back. Now, you're probably wondering, why did you choose to bring back the pod? Why are you bringing it back? What inclined you to do so? Part of it is because I want to get back into doing more of this. I want to get back on the calm side that I miss and that I enjoy and that I, really have a passion for. I didn't want to do it, continue with it originally when I took this job with the Silvertips, because I didn't want it to mess up with my work, because I was taking on a new position and wanted to dedicate my time and energy to learning the new job. And now, after a season and a half, I think I definitely haven't mastered it, but I definitely have a better understanding of game operations and game presentation compared to before I started doing it. So now I at least, feel confident that I don't think doing this podcast is going to distract from my full-time job. And as well, I just need an outlet. let to talk about stuff. That's kind of why I started the podcast in the first place, so that I could have a place to discuss mostly sports in a place that wasn't directly involving my parents and my friends kind of, yeah, like some of my friends listen to this, but it's mostly just so I can vent and I could talk about sports on my own accord without bothering anybody. Not bothering, that's not the right word, but like without, like, it's why I also got into writing, so I could talk about sports without, you know, bothering or having to go to my parents or like my brother or just anybody else, if that makes sense. I can do it on my own. This is me just talking about sports. If you choose to listen, great. If not, understandable. It's like when I was writing about sports. If you want to read it, great. You don't have to. I just internally feel like I need to talk about sports, and this is a great outlet to do so. Maybe one day it'll be profitable. Maybe one day I'll make a career off it. That would be cool. That'd be epic. I would love that. But in the meantime, I can at least talk about sports and what I want to talk about without feeling like I'm burdening other people. Although I don't know how thin these walls are, so maybe my neighbors are going to hear me, and then my neighbors are going to be like, oh, sweet, this guy's, you know, starting to do a podcast, and it's like, I haven't started a podcast. I'm bringing back a podcast. Those are two different things. So those are my primary reasons for bringing back SYP Pod. I don't know how active I'm going to be on social posting for SYP. I at least just want to do the podcast probably just once a week. I record Monday for it to be posted on Tuesday. Right now, at least the plan that I have in my head is going solo. I might have a few people on, like interview a few people. I want to do that. And there are some people in mind that I have to reach out to see if they want to come along and do this. But it's not going to be like, I don't, in my mind, how I envision what I'm wanting this iteration to look like, it's not going to be me and a partner. It's just going to be somebody that I'm going to be interviewing, and maybe there's some people who I bring on to talk about sports with me, but otherwise there's, you know, special guests that I interview or I talk about sports with. But it's not like I'm going to have a co-host or somebody who's going to, you know, kind of like in previous episodes, it's not going to be as frequent, at least with the guests. What I had envisioned is at least me doing this pod for no more than an hour. But everybody knows me. I love to talk. I love to chat. And it might go more than an hour, but I at least had the idea of aiming for an hour with a big headline that I want to talk about, a big subject. And then having like two or three other like 10-minute things that I could talk about that probably aren't of big interest to people, but of our interest to me, and I want to talk about the things that I think are interesting. Like if this was like how I think this episode, like if this was what I think I want to do, this wasn't just a intro welcome back episode. Like if this was just like a genuine like, hey, here's an SYP episode, I would discuss probably some topic like NFL officials or just officiating in sports in general, have a big picture idea, a big storyline that I want to discuss and do a deep dive into, probably lead with that. And then I would have like two or three other things that I want to discuss, like, you know, the Premier Lacrosse League, they came out with their schedule today. I would talk about that and what that means for them and why that's a big deal. Probably not a big deal to you, but it's a big deal. Not a big deal to me, but it's something I'm interested in. I would like to talk about, or, you know, the Winter Classic was today. Go Kraken. There's not really any, like,
I could just talk about the Winter Classic, and that's cool. Here are the guys who got goals, but that doesn't really intrigue me. I'm more interested in the storylines and, you know, the impact of the Winter Classic or why it's a big deal more than just like, okay, shout out Joey Decord for getting a shout out. That's really cool. But why is this cool or what makes this special? Or, you know, doing like a bit more deep dive things that are, you know, something that's a little bit more interesting compared to just, you know, talking about why something's cool, if that makes sense. You know, that's kind of what I'm looking at doing. That's, we'll see. It'll make more sense, I think, next week when I do it, and when I actually, again, have a real structure and a real script, and I've actually jotted notes. This, I haven't jotted down notes, and I don't have a script, and there's no actual structure. This is just me rambling on for a few minutes. So, yeah, I think that's what I'm wanting to do. That's what I think. I don't know that you guys are going to be interested, like the people listening. I don't know that you guys are going to be interested. I, in a way, this is going to sound kind of egotistical. I kind of, in a way, just, you know, hope or want to think that because I'm talking about something, people are going to be interested in it, which sounds very egotistical and sounds, doesn't sound great, I'll be honest. It does not sound great when I put it like that. But it's more just like, hey, here's something I'm talking about. Here's something I'm putting out there. If you like it, great. If not, understandable. And I hope you guys are just going to like what I have to say. Not necessarily agree with it, but just like, oh, Ian's doing a podcast. Like, I'll listen to Ian's podcast. Let's see what he has to say. And maybe it's going to be more directed, you know, it's not really going to have, I don't really, like, I guess my thing is that I don't really want to just talk about hockey, for example, because that's what people want to listen to. No, I don't really have, honestly, that much of an interest in talking about the NHL because I don't think the NHL is all that interesting to talk about outside of a few things. Like, there's not, like, most stories in the NHL come back around to the commissioner sucks. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to grow their league. And this is a waste of time and energy. That's how I view like 90% of NHL stories. Like that's essentially what most of it comes down to. I am honestly more interested in talking about like the PWHL, which they had their first game. I think only game today. Yeah, first game between New York and Toronto. That intrigues me more as I would say just somebody who likes sports. Like obviously the Winter Classic is interesting. I would talk about the Winter Classic, but that's also because I have a connection to Seattle. That's what intrigues me. But the PWHL really intrigues me because it's the first game of a new professional women's hockey league. And I think that's really cool. And I think that's really interesting. And I'm not disappointed, but like, I really wish there was a team in Seattle. I think there should be a team in Vancouver. That's the stuff that's intriguing to me. I think the Premier Lacrosse League schedule is really interesting. How that league has evolved to now all these teams have home cities, but they're not all home cities. And like, you know, the California Redwoods are playing their homecoming games in San Diego, which interesting. When I think of Redwoods, I don't think of San Diego, but I think it's really, you know, I think it's worth talking about. Like, that's the stuff that, like, I don't know if it's from a marketing side or if it's from, like, a comm side or just a promoting sport. I don't know what you want to call it, a business side. I don't know. I don't know what the right term is, if there is a right term. It's just, this is a shit that's intriguing to me and that's interesting. And I want to talk about it. So, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll probably talk about hockey because there's going to be some NHL headlines that are going to be worth talking about. But I would be interested in doing a deep dive on like the state of the Montreal Canadiens or something like that, and where the Habs are. But like in hockey media, everybody talks about that the same stuff, and in the States, nobody gives a shit. Like the people in America don't really know or care who the Montreal Canadiens are outside of like the hockey crazy fanatics. So I don't know. I am maybe speaking out of turn here. Maybe that's because I've been up for, over 12 hours, 16 hours, worked a game and just felt the need to, I'm not just doing this to, fill an urge. It's because I want to do this and I want to bring this back and I want to make it good. But it's also trying to plan out how I want this to look. I don't want this just to be like any old run of the mill. I mean, this episode kind of is, but like in general, I don't want it to be just any sort of run of the mill regular podcast. I want this to mean something and to have some sort of value. So that's kind of where we're at. That's kind of where I'm at. It's a one man show. It's just E being, it's Big E being Big E. Yeah, that's kind of where we're at. I hope you enjoy the previous iterations. I'm not saying that this iterations can be better, but I think it's going to be more meaningful, and it's going to be not meaningful. That's not the right term, but I think it's going to be, I want to say, better as a podcast, like as a listen, as somebody who might put this on in their car, somebody who might put this on while they're working out, somebody who might put this on wherever. I think it's going to be a more thoughtful, it's going to be more thought-provoking. I think it's going to be, there's going to be some more critical thinking on it. That's kind of what I want this to be. And maybe I have to go back and listen. I have to see what all the previous episodes were like. But that's kind of what I want this to be, and that's kind of what I think was maybe lacking in previous episodes and previous iterations, was that it was just talking, talking, talking without any real general thought or message being made. It was just reporting on stuff, which everybody reports on stuff instead of actually just discussing and discussing about something, reacting to something, providing critical thoughts and answers as to why something might be happening. I don't know. Next week's episode will make more sense. I hope, I think. I don't know. I'm curious to see how this all goes. I'm curious, but I'm excited because not only do I get to do a podcast each week for, and it's gonna be once a week. It's gonna be probably every Tuesday. I record Monday nights and then Tuesdays because that helps with my schedule at work. Not only am I excited to bring you guys a podcast each week, an episode, but I'm also excited to get back onto not a grind because, I mean, it's kind of a grind, but not really a grind. But back on the wagon or the path of taking out notes, staying connected with current events, and trying to share my thoughts and views in a meaningful and thought-provoking way. That's, with critical thinking. I'm not going to say that I'm going to provide all these different views and I'm going to zig while everybody else is zagging. I'm not going like that. I'm not guaranteeing that by any means. But I at least just want to provide a fun and exciting episode each week that people enjoy and they want to come back to and they want to hear what, possibly I have to say. You might not agree with it. You might not like it, but that's doing this. That I'm You don't have to agree with what I have to say. I don't. You just hear what I have to say. Let me say, in sports, you're really going to be angry with me if I talk lacrosse. You're going to be upset with me if I think that officials are underpaid and underfunded and actually deserve way better treatment than we all give them, including myself. Yeah, probably. You're going to be upset if I, talk about baseball and I don't like baseball. Well, that's great. I like baseball and I'm going to talk about it. If you don't like it, maybe you'll learn something. Instead of being, critical and saying, I'm not going to listen to you because I don't like baseball, maybe if I talk about baseball, you're going to be interested in baseball. You're going to want to watch baseball. Who knows? I don't know. Probably if you're like an Oakland A's fan, you're not watching baseball much anyways. Tough to be a Bay Area sports fan right now when you consider it, because you got the A's, the Sharks. I guess you got the 49ers. Maybe you were a Raiders fan and then they moved. That might not be great. Anyways, point is, Ian is back. I'll be doing weekly episodes once a week on Monday night's recording for it to be dropped on Tuesday. I provided, I think, a little bit of a structure, a little bit of an idea what I'm trying for, what we're shooting for. I don't know. You'll get a better idea next week. You just got to listen to me ramble for like 20 minutes. And if you're watching this on video, you have to see my fucking studio apartment with my TV over there, my blinds, my shadow. I am the shadows. Yeah, that's what this is all about. I'm doing this for fun because I like it and I enjoy it. I have a passion for it. And if it works out, great. If not, I guess I'll just talk into the empty void, which is mostly what I do. I feel like 90% of the time anyway. So like, yeah, there we go. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate it. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I have a YouTube channel. I haven't posted on that in forever. Might post on there. And yeah, tell your friends. Let them know that Big E's back. And let them know that, really looking forward to doing this. And now it's on me. Now I have to. I've said I'm going to do it, so now I have to. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for watching. Appreciate it. And we'll be back again next week. Peace out.